Thanks, Aidan. It's day three of the Jewel Donegal International Rally, and what lies in wait today on the final day is six stages, and the champion will be crowned later this evening after 6 o'clock in the Mount Errigal Hotel in Letterkenny. But as things stand, there's a Donegal fight at the head of the field ahead of Special Stage 15. Donna Kelly and Conor Foley in the Ford Focus WRC have an advantage of just 7.2 seconds over defending champions Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett in that Subaru Impreza S12B. The Kelly-Barrett partnership on the final two loops yesterday afternoon reduced the advantage of Donna Kelly from 21.5 down to just over 7 seconds. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are the third crew in the top three, and they're similar Subaru Impreza. They're over a minute down on Manus Kelly, 1 minute and 8.3 seconds, but we've got a feeling that some of these stages may suit Jennings today because it's been raining this morning in the northwest, and that's what he likes to see. But we're going to have to wait to see how much rain there was in the area where the stages are this morning. So we're expecting a huge battle on day three of the top three crews. The only crew not to win an international yet to have it on their list of honour is Donna Kelly and Conor Foley. Let's hear now from Donna and Conor, plus on the way Manus and Gary. As they left Park Fermi this morning, there for Highland Radio Sport was Chris Ashmore.
Absolutely, you know, it's rallying and, you know, still nice to be out in front and starting first in the road. But look, Manus is driving very, very well. We know we're going to have a massive race today. And in one sense, it's nearly better going in with just such a slender lead. The game plan is quite simple. We don't have to think about it. It's maximum attack. And we'll see what happens. Hopefully, it'll go our way. Who knows?
At one stage yesterday, you were sort of 18, 20 seconds up, but then a couple of tyre problems. It was all scaled back. 7.2 seconds, the difference now. What about the conditions? A little bit damp overnight, but it seems to be drying up.
Yeah, you know, I think we were expecting a bit of kind of drizzle or mizzle this morning, but by the time we get in the stages, hopefully it'll be dry, you know, and tyre choice should be something similar to yesterday.
And Fannett Head, a reverse of last year. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, look, I like fan in either direction, you know, so happy enough with it either way, so makes no difference to me.
And in the end, what do you think it'll all boil down to?
Whoever's the fastest and doesn't go off the road, you know, so, yeah, look, that's it's going to be a committed drive today by myself and Manus, and hopefully we both make it to the end, you know, and make it back safe.
Ah, indeed it is. Chris, really looking forward to tomorrow now. Today's done, and we're happy with that as well, so let's see what tomorrow brings now. I'm looking forward to all the iconic stages.
And it could go down to the wire again?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, Chris. These guys, you know, we're all very close in the pace, so, you know, very talented drivers there, and please God, it'll stay that way. Everybody will win the race and battle it out on the tyre, and that's it.
And it's already turning out to be highly competitive, maybe more so than we all thought.
Yeah, no, I'd never any doubt of that, Chris. Like, you know, I wasn't sure where I was going to be with my performance, but, I mean, the guys are, you know, they're quick men, and that's it.
Gary Jennings, we're here at the start of day three. First of all, the car, you had a couple of vibration problems, lost a little bit of time the latter two stages yesterday. What's the latest?
Yeah, we're not sure if it's in the drive shaft or the back diff after we broke the drive shaft on Friday, but yeah, we cruised through the last two to get the service this morning, so we got up some bits overnight, so we're going to try and change some bits this morning, see if it's all of it. It's just a bit of busting or breaking, you know, and, you know, we just cruised through them to get the service, and we'll get a look here now in the big long service this morning.
So you probably really won't know until you're out onto that first stage.
You don't know until you're full throttle on and on the road, you know. You can hear it on the road section, but it's nowhere near as bad as in the stage. You can't even hardly hear Rory in the stage, but no, it's gone. It'll be okay. We'll enjoy ourselves. We're over in Doohery last night for the first time over there with a bit of crack. So, yeah, more relaxed than the other day, and we're looking forward to going out now and have a bit of fun.
A bit of time to make up, but anything can happen.
Yeah, anything can happen. I just proved that last year. Look, within striking distance and over a minute back on the boys with a puncture or anything, but we're right there. But look, we've been trying very hard, Chris, and you know, it's no fault of the cars, it's just me. These boys are just obviously trying a bit harder, and you know, the 3 and 4 and the 6 and the 2s and the 1s all add up to a good gap, but hey, anything can happen.
That's the thoughts of the top three as they head out to the final day of the Donegal International Rally. Elsewhere, there's a big battle for fourth, and of course, Overall championship points as well. Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble in the Fiesta R5 are currently leading Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson by just 9.9 seconds with six stages to go. That's the battle for fourth. And sixth overall is Sam's younger brother Josh, along with James Fulton, and they sit 51 seconds adrift in sixth position. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea sit seventh overall in the International Rally in their Skoda R5. They're now up to fourth in that class. Parik Duffy and Kevin Glynn in the Fiesta R8. Richard Tannehill and Aileen Kelly are ninth in the Peugeot, and Callum Devine and Brian Hoy lead Class 2 in the Opel Adam and wrap up the top 10. But they're being chased down by Marty Gallagher and Dean O'Sullivan in the Peugeot 208, second in Class 2 and 34 seconds adrift in 11th overall. The rest of the top 15 in the International see Stuart Biggerstaff and Anthony Nestor leading Class 7 and 12th. PJ McDermott and Niall Burns are second in that class and 13th overall. Callum McCourt and Stephen O'Hanlon in the Mitsubishi are the leaders of Group N Class 4 heading into the final day, while John Mulholland and Jeff Case in the Skoda R5 wrap up the top 15. Some of the selected placings of Northwest crews: Gavin Kelly and Alain Nishi and the Mitsubishi are second in Group N, and they sit in 16th position overall, while Aidan Ray and Kieran McGrath were leading Group N and leading comfortably, but they lost time yesterday, lost a lot of time, which dropped them to 19th and 4th in the class. Christopher Boyce and Pascal Dillon are the leaders in Class 3 as they head into the final day of action. So that's the situation at the head of the field in the International, but there's just as an intense battle at the head of the field in the National Rally as well, between the Darien and the Mark II Escort. Kevin Gallagher and Damien Gallagher are going to go head-to-head in Fannad this morning. Kevin and Jared Callaghan in the Darien T90 GTR have a very, very slender advantage of just 0.6 of a second over the chasing escort of Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh. There's nothing in it in the battle at the head of the field of the National Rally. Third overall is the Milkman, Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy in the Toyota Starlet. They sit 43.6 seconds adrift of Gallagher. You have to remember that in the big open roads, Gallagher started his 30 horsepower down on the rest of the Mark IIs, and in particular on the Darien as well. But he's still in with a shout, sitting in third position overall. Let's hear from the top three now of the national contenders as they head out for Fannad. Once again, Chris has been talking with them.
Kevin Gallagher, we're at the start of Sunday's action, and so much at stake. You have the narrowest of leads.
Yeah, you could put us out, suppose, it even going at it from fresh again, but hopefully now just put a good push in and see how we go. We've a few wee bits to start out now in first service, get a new front put on, but other than that, hopefully we should be good to go.
Well, the problems with the front did cost you a bit of time in the latter stages yesterday.
It did, yeah, big time. We couldn't get it to stay down. It kept flapping up in the air, so it was cost us a bit of time, definitely. It's our fault we hit the bale, and we kind of have to put up with the consequences.
So, three stages this morning, three more in the afternoon. Any particular stage that you're really looking forward to?
Not really. Like, there's three good stages. Fannad Head might suit the car probably a bit more than the other two, but we'll just have to wait and see how we go on them.
So you're within touching distance of that national title, but one slight slip up and it's gone.
I know that. But it's only one wrong move. Like, and even after us, the other guys aren't that far behind, really. Like, you know, so we'll just have to push on and try and keep it safe at the same time.
Damien Gallagher, all set for the third and final day of action. It really couldn't be much closer at the top of the National. 0.6 seconds, so much to play for.
Certainly so. I mean, it's really a rally start again this morning. Maximum attack from word go. Well, I was a bit sceptical the minute of what it's going to do. Hopefully it rains, but I don't know. We'll see if it's played out in the next time or so.
So what about tyre choice? Critical?
It will be very critical, especially where we're going to, because if it's mixed conditions, going to be past rallies down there. It could be raining and fanning, and it could be bone dry and glen, and it could be raining on the anti-drive and not and bone dry in the other two. So it's very, very hard to pick a tyre to have the right tyre with you.
But it's very warm. I mean, we're down here in Park Fermi and we're looking at the ground here. I mean, it is drying up pretty quickly.
Oh, it is, certainly. The heat's on the ground, certainly, but it depends if you're caught and that's inside that 10-minute window where it's raining. It'd have been the right tyre at that time, you know.
Well, you have a great battle with Kevin at the top of the leaderboard, and so much can happen over six stages. I mean, a second here or there could be everything.
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, we can't even, they might break us off in one junction, go wide, could be enough even for the last. But to be fair, the area we're going to is going to be a good Darien country too. You know, Kevin really has stepped up to the mark here this weekend. I knew it was going to be quick, I just didn't think it was going to be this quick, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough day, definitely so.
Declan Gallagher, along with John McCarthy, you're third in the national, 43.6 seconds behind Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh. You had a great day yesterday. What's the plan for the final day?
Oh, well, we're going to have to push on, Chris. We can't let up because Ryan Lauren's tight on her tail there, you know, and we're just going to have to do the same as what we done yesterday and try and get it to the end this evening and hope for the best.
And the rear-wheel drive Starlet doing everything it can.
She was on the limit yesterday quite a bit, you know. We're probably bid for a bit of power, you know, compared to the 2.5 cars. But look, we're not going to let us down. We're going to push on the same as what we done yesterday and try and keep it on the safe side as well.
And how do you feel the stages today will suit you?
Probably be okay in Atlantic Drive. Maybe fan it now. We could suffer a bit in it, you know, but we'll go at it and you know, hope for the best.
Looking at the rest of the top 20 of the National Rally, Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty are leading Class 14 and sitting fourth position overall. Jonathan Pringle and Paul Sheridan are second in the class and fifth. Adrian Hetherington and Ronan O'Neill in another escort are sixth and third in Class 14. Vivian Hamill and Andrew Greenan are in seventh position, just 8 seconds adrift of Hetherington. Frank Kelly and Michael Cody, eighth overall. Barry McLaughlin and Aidan Gallagher are ninth overall in the Mark II Escort. They're heading down to Barry's home turf in Glen today. Damien Toner and Denver Rafferty are in 10th. John Boner and Leon Jordan 11th. Peter Wilson and Brendan McElhinney are leading Class 13 and sit in 12th position overall. Michael Carbon and Connor Mohan in the Mitsubishi lead Class 20, 13th overall. Martin McGee and David McGee are in 14th. Tommy O'Connell and Enda Sherry are sitting 2nd in Class 13, 15th overall. William McFadden and Daniel McBride in the G3, 3rd in Class 13, 16th overall. Johnny Jordan and Gary McNairn are sitting 17th, the leaders in Class 11R. While Paul Purtle in the Ford is 18th, Columba Hena sits 19th, and Wesley Patterson is in 20th position. Some of the selected crews from the Northwest who are going well in their classes in the National Rally. Demi McCauley and Sean McMahon are 2nd in Class 11R. Leonard Craig and Colin McNulty in the Toyota Starlet sit 3rd in that class as well. Declan McCrory and Graham Henderson, the Mitsubishi, are 2nd in Class 20. James McDermott and Tony Martin in the Escort are currently the leaders of Class 12. Liam McIntyre and Stephen McGing in the Mitsubishi, 3rd in Class 20. Porrick McGinley and Gareth Kelly are the leaders in Class 11F in the Citroen. Danny Cullen and Danny Cannon in the Civic are 2nd in Class 11F. William Vance and Billy Vance are 2nd in Class 15. Dennis Ferry and Donald Connolly in the Mitsubishi, 2nd in Class 22. While Andrew Stewart and Cormac Malloy, they currently sit 3rd in Class 15. Shane and Kieran Carr in the Nova are 2nd in Class 10, while Eamon McLaughlin and Stephen Boyle are currently 3rd in Class 10 in their Vauxhall. Some of the selected crews from the Northwest who are going well in their various classes in the National Rally. So then, 6 stages to come today, and they are, of course, 6 big stages as well. The first will be Fannet Head, the stage that Manus Kelly won the rally in such dramatic fashion last year, but in 2017... they're going to go reverse on it. They're going to start down at Port Salon and make their way around Fannet Head. Atlantic Drive is also on the cards today. Another one of the classic Donegal stages. And then could there be a sting in the tail in Glen? It's been a while since it was done in reverse, but that's happening this year. That's going to be the loop of 3 into service in the Martin Milford, and then they'll be back out to do that loop once again. They're going to cover a total of 91.34 kilometres of competitive action today on the final day of the Jewel Donegal International Rally. And you can, of course, follow all the action on Highland Radio Sport on air and online on our website, highlandradio.com, where we will, of course, have reaction pieces as well from as many local competitors as we can get, and you'll be able to hear them online and, of course, during our sports programme later on in the afternoon too. So the first car is due on Fannet Head just after 12 noon this afternoon. At the front of the National, there's nothing in it. 0.6 of a second between Kevin Gallagher and Damien Gallagher. The Darien is ahead of the Ford Escort. Well, at the head of the field in the International Rally, at the moment as things stand, Donal Kelly and Conor Foley lead by 7.2 in the Focus, but the defending champions are hot on their tail. Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, they're chasing down Kelly. We're all set for another action-packed day from the Jewel Donegal International Rally. Join us for coverage later this afternoon.